News Talk 790 KFYO. Good morning, Tom Collins, Laura Mack, Lubbock's First News. Joining us on the line, Randy Nagebauer, Congressman, District 19. How are you, sir? Good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Laura. How are y'all this morning?
Doing pretty good. We're on the way to the World Series.
I know. Isn't that exciting? I am so proud of those young men. They are representing us well, and what an exciting two ball games that won it by, you know, only one run scored and didn't let the other team score any. It was just a great weekend, and now it's on to the World Series.
Yeah, that's interesting, and I just don't know if our fan base is going to know how to act when we go up there because we've never been there before.
we're fast learners.
That's right. We can handle that, can't we?
We everybody loves winning, and so I noticed that there was great turnout for both of those games this weekend by the citizens there, and I think they sold the tickets out, didn't they?
Yes, oh, yeah. In about 40 minutes.
Yeah, it didn't take long. You know, anyway, we've got a lot of different things on the plate. I guess top of the news and has been is this Bergdahl thing. And the exchange and swapping five really, really bad guys for somebody who is questionable. And it's debated whether or not he is or is not a deserter. But I'll tell you what, Congressman, real quick, we've got a call for you. Alex is on the line. He's got a question about Bergdahl. Alex, you're on.
Nope, we're not.
Okay. Lost contact there. Anyway, I guess Randy will call back here in just a second. Apparently, I hung up on him.
Oh, I thought that was our caller.
No.
That
was Randy. He'll ring us back up here in just a second.
Do we still have Alex on the line?
Yeah, we've got Alex on the line. I'll tell you what, let's go to a break, and we'll come right back with Congressman Randy Nagebauer. Alex, hang on. We'll get right with you. 7:44, good morning, Tom and Laura. Joined with Congressman Randy Nagebauer. Welcome back to the program, sir. How are you this morning?
Very good, thank you.
Man, we had a nice soaker.
Sorry, we lost you there.
Yeah, had a nice soaker all night long, so it got a little bit more rain.
I heard that. That is good. You know, we're finally, I think, about at average, but the problem is we're below average for the last 2 or 3 years.
So yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, the drought averages into the average.
I have a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah. Hey, Congressman, got a question on the line. Alex has a question about Bergdahl. Alex, you're on. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Hey, I am this exchange of these terrorists and putting them back on the battlefield where all Americans, again, can be harmed by them. And I think it's treasonous. And I would like to know if you would agree or disagree that given the enemy aid has been done by the president, and if so, are you willing to act? Now I'll hang up and listen on radio.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think one of the things we need to do is get the facts on all of this weekend. There's been a lot of rumors about what was said, what the president did, whether Congress was given a briefing or not. But I think the overall thing that you brought up is the most important part is we shouldn't have done the exchange, in my opinion. That sets a bad precedent. I think it puts American, not only American soldiers, but I think it puts American citizens at risk. It doesn't matter whether Mr. Bergdahl he's a traitor or what his status was. We shouldn't set that precedent. So I think what we're going to need to do is get the facts, find out exactly what went down, what went on with the administration. And what I'm hoping to do, hopefully later on in the week here, is get either a classified or a non-classified briefing on exactly what the facts are. But it is a dangerous precedent, and it's a great concern to me. My guess is that there'll be a number of hearings to determine exactly what happened. Once we have the facts, then we'll see what the appropriate response is.
You know,
Secretary Kerry is saying that we're not just putting these guys back out without any kind of accountability, correct? I mean, he says that there's accountability there. There are people watching them. They will be closely monitored. It's not like these guys are just being put out back into the battlefield without anybody paying any attention to what they're doing.
Yeah, Warren, I think that's, there's been several different accounts. One is the people that were released, the prisoners themselves said that they're not under any kind of restriction. The administration says they are under some restriction. Again, there's just a lot of information floating around out there. And that's the reason this is a serious issue, and we certainly need to get the facts and get to the bottom of all of this.
Do you honestly think, though, Congressman, you know, in the face of you know, the way that a lot of things have been handled as far as foreign policy goes over the past few years, do you really think that if they're under restriction, that we can actually track and follow these people? I mean, it's not like, you know, we've implanted, you know, tracking devices in them while they were sleeping. I personally think that's a joke.
Yeah, I think that's one of, again, some of the, getting to the bottom of that. I mean, so what is under surveillance mean? Does that mean, you know, they can't leave the country or, but, you know, again, I heard a report over the weekend that they're saying, hey, they can travel freely. I don't know what travel freely means, if that means travel freely within the country or they can, you know, travel around. But so I think a lot of people have a great concern. I have a great deal of concern. I was outraged to hear that we had done that, because I really think it is a bad precedent. And I put myself in a position if that was my son. But, you know, these men and women, when they volunteer to go serve their country, they understand that they're putting themselves in harm's way. But one thing that I also always want to do is I don't want to put their fellow soldiers in harm's way. And so, again, there's just a lot of different moving parts to this issue, and we certainly need to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, it's not a comfortable situation.
There are things we don't know about that went on with all that exchange.
That's right, Lauren. I think we need to, like I said, we need some facts here. We've had a lot of speculation. We need the facts.
Well, you know, you brought up the issue that whether he is or is not a traitor or a deserter is irrelevant, because do we want to or not to negotiate with terrorists? But then, you know, there's also the third issue about notification to Congress and what did and what should have happened. I know that Dianne Feinstein, she's been around since, golly, how long? And she was very upset.
She is, and I think that's one of the things that this president is, you know, beginning to, even within his own party, some of his actions, whether it's this hostage situation, the fact the administration is going to go around Congress on the EPA, on greenhouse gases. I mean, the list kind of goes on. And what you're starting to see is even people within his own party are questioning, you know, the president's actions and the administration's action. And when Dianne Feinstein's, you know, not happy with the president, is one of the more liberal senators, you know, he's got problems.
Yeah.
And there again, I'd like to see us get to the bottom of all that to know what his reasoning was and why they did not notify Congress prior to.
I think that's right. And you know, when there was some discussion, well, but they had briefed Congress a year or two ago. But again, you know, we have to look at what the law says and whether the proper notification was in fact furnished to Congress or not. If not, you know, what was the reason behind that? But more importantly, I think the color brought up is, you know, if this administration continues to disregard the law, you know, is there any consequences for that?
It's 7:51 with Congressman Randy Nagebauer. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Right now, 58 degrees. News Talk 790 KFYO. On the line, Congressman Randy Nagebauer. Tom and Laura, it's 7:55. Welcome back to the program, Congressman. What is going on with the VA crisis, and how are we going to get treatment to the veterans that are on the backlog?
Well, one of the things the administration is going to do, and I support that, is they're going to go ahead and allow more veterans to go to a private doctor, private clinic, private hospitals, until they can work through this backlog. But, you know, Tom, the big issue here long term is how are we going to retool VH where this kind of situation doesn't happen again. And so I think we're going to really have to review how we provide health care for our veterans in the future. I was at the Honor Flight reunion on Saturday, and one of the World War II veterans reminded me that I bet those prisoners in Gitmo don't have to wait as long to see a doctor as a veteran does. And, you know, I think that was a sad indictment on, you know, how we've treated our veterans. So we're going to have to move forward to that. I know that Jeff Miller, the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, is going to hold a number of hearings. I guess there'll be a lot of discussion about how we move forward with the VA.
Has there been any discussion as far as getting the veterans care that they need by giving them the vouchers so they can go anywhere they want to go or anywhere they can go or get in?
But I think that's under discussion, you know, because in some cases they do that, but particularly in the rural areas, you know, some of our veterans have to travel for some specialty care very long distances. And so the question is where that care is available right there in their own community, why are we, you know, making those veterans travel long distances to get that care? And so, again, I think that is going to be a part of the discussion a lot down the road is how is the proper way to provide health care for our veterans.
Some critics of the Veteran Administration say we should just go ahead and wipe the whole system out and let everybody go on a free voucher system that's a veteran. Wouldn't we be saving big-time money if we did that?
Well, I think that's one of the things we're going to have to ascertain. We have a huge investment already in, you know, veterans clinics and hospitals around the country. And so the question is, how do we, what's the best utilization of those facilities? And you know, one of the things that's been also brought up, Tom, is possibly privatizing that or leasing, you know, those facilities to private entities. But, you know, so I think that's going to, there's a lot of different ideas out there. I think we ought to explore all of them.
And it's not all VA clinics that have come under fire here. I mean, some are providing very good service for our veterans.
That's right. You know, here in our region, we have a few complaints, but not a lot of complaints. But we'll see that report today. Is supposed to have surveyed almost all of the clinics and hospitals, and so we'll see how the ones here in our area have fared as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Congressman, appreciate you being on the line with us this morning. I hope you have a fantastic day, and maybe you will be lucky enough to get your ticket to the College World Series.
We'll see. Y'all have a great week.
Have a great one. Thanks for being with us. It's 7:59. Good morning. Hope that you're enjoying the rain and the nice, cool weather. Don't forget, go by Level Sports 1609 University. We got the final drawing in the Man Cave Father's Day giveaway this week, Friday morning at 7:10 a.m. Got a couple of Texas Tech bar stools, package value $350. But you can't win if you don't sign up. Didn't cost you anything. Go by Level Sports, celebrating 50 years in business. 1609 University Avenue, across from Texas Tech.